What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Brandon Walter, it wasn't as great today with him. I know earlier we could talk about this, and Sean Bajani is a great person to bring in to this. By the way, continue with your donations. Those of you just getting off work, I just saw a couple of people text in, say they're just getting off work. You can text in right now. Text Sports Radio, capital S, capital R, Sports Radio 610, all one word, 271-777. And you can help donate to the Houston Food Bank. But you were saying earlier, I wonder, has Brandon Walter and company lost a little shine? And is this going to be something that is more of a concern as we get through? I don't know if he's lost his shine, but I mean, you should know these guys are not guys that they plan to be in the rotation right now. So, it's going to be some up and down. But the one thing to me that is extremely impressive, I think with almost all of these guys. Now, I'm not saying it hasn't happened. Cam, nope.
That's down. Get down.
Yeah! Oh, it does. Cam Smith with his third hit. Somebody's died out there.
He's not the Rockies side.
He's just embarrassed.
He is a triple. Cam Smith with a two-run game-tying triple right there.
It feels huge.
There it is. That was a blooper that turned into a triple with his speed. And he continues 3-for-4 today. That man, what a stud.
What has it got to be like to be a Colorado Rockies fan?
That man's feet kicked up over the back of his head like a pretzel. Oh, he got all twisted up with his own body.
Hey, what's worse, that or was it the Chicago White Sox earlier this season who lost the pop-up?
That was against the Royals. I watched every second of that.
Is that the White Sox?
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. Bottom of the ninth, up 5. That's what happened in that game that kicked it off. But my man here, folks, if I could describe it, it seemed like obviously that green grass out there reached out and grabbed both his feet because he just couldn't get them together. And yeah, corralled it right there, hooked his ass. And then the glove, I guess, couldn't find the ball either because that thing almost hit him right in the face.
You know what that was? That was a hip drop tackle.
That was
a hip drop tackle.
His legs just not moving.
That was awful. Well, 5-5 in Colorado. The Astros are looking to get the sweep here. Brandon Walter gave up 5 runs. And I was just going to say the most impressive thing to me is when they have their struggles – like 90% of the time, their struggles don't result into 7 or 8 runs.
No, they're never blowouts.
You know what I mean? It's like, damn, man, Ryan Gusto wasn't great. He went 4 2/3, but he went 4 2/3 and gave up 4. Right? Like the other night, Big C wasn't great.
Colin Gordon?
Yeah, Big C. Gordo wasn't great, but it was 4 2/3.
Two nicknames, and neither of them are actually his full name.
Who cares? Gordon Gordo. That's it. But it was 4 runs given up in those 4 plus innings. Like it's not the 2 Lance McCullers specials. What Lance did to the Washington Nationals, and then that other ass kicking that he received when it just got away from him in the 3rd inning. That to me is impressive. I expect up and down, but hell, in your time in there, can you just give the team a chance? 7-8 runs ain't gonna give you a chance. 4 or 5, you can work with that.
Yeah,
potentially.
Yeah, well, and it's been more or less, you know, 3 or 4. They've absolutely given these guys a chance to win. Yeah. I'd say 90. They're in the 90th percentile. You know, I think who was it? Gordon and Gusto both kind of hit a little bump in the road a couple of weeks back in that series in Anaheim against the Angels, where they given up, you know, 5 or 6 runs.
Yeah, Walter gave up 7 in that series.
Yeah, it was 7. There you go. And you know, again, go back to what the premise of your question really is. What should you be expecting from these guys? Yeah. I mean, they've made anywhere between 6 and 8 starts for this ball club. For Colton Gordon, it might not be pretty, but guess what? His ball club has now won 7 of his 9 starts. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Ryan Gusto, and when you've had to dig really deep into the depths and get Jason Alexander, AJ Blueball once upon a time ago started a game for this team this year. I mean, you might not be done if you're the Astros in some new faces, yeah. In unfamiliar places.
Yeah. No, I give him credit for that, though. That is a big deal.
Can I say one thing real quick?
You can say multiple things.
We were just... y'all tired yet?
Nah, man.
Actually, funny enough, not really.
I know you're not. Man, this is fun. I know it's the Rockies. I know they're the worst team in Major League Baseball. But Cam Smith has been on an absolute tear. The last 20 games, his batting average is well above 350. OPS is more than 1,000. He's got 4 or 5 homers during that stretch, like 13, 14 RBIs. And a handful of multi-hit games, another one today. I thought that was a pretty big moment for Cam Smith right there. Because never mind the worst team in Major League Baseball, they're not out there in that moment. And I'm talking about before the outfielder made himself look a little bit foolish there. But in that moment, getting ready for that pitch, you just had a meeting on a mound with a 2-run lead, 2 men on, and Cam Smith at the plate with how many outs? 2 outs.
Correct.
Oh, yeah, there's another situation in which they've scored runs with 2 outs. But he needed to come through there. And the patience that he had at the plate, where they were ball, ball, ball. He went 3-0 in that count. They weren't giving him anything to hit. And he had green light 3-0. And it was a good pitch over the outer half of the plate. And he waited for his, and he did exactly what he needed to do with it. That, to me, that is a major league pitcher. That's a major league manager that is game planning for your ass in the moment. And Cam Smith still comes through. That's a big moment for a rookie who has maybe played about 100 professional games in his career so far.
And what's really sick about it is it looks mechanical, too. Like the first 2 pitches that were balls, he's going through his process, but he stops at exactly the same spot. Aggressive takes, but then also, like, it's almost like you can feel it. The muscle memory is already built where he's stopping in the exact same place. It's not like, oh, I'm realizing it at a different point. It's like, no, the process works exactly the same where he's identifying it, which makes it feel like it's repeatable. And on top of that, the really sick part about it is he's the best dude in your club in those situations. Like when you are in that place where you're like, hey, we got runners in scoring position and we want to get somebody in. It's Cam Smith I want to see at the plate, which is crazy on a team that where you have Isaac Paredes and Jose Altuve. You get Cam Smith in there, and he's been incredible runners in scoring position.
100%. You know, I don't know that the runners in scoring position is the stat that it was last year for Victor Caratini, who just seems to have that clutch gene as well. But he's pretty close to a 300 batting average with power with 2 outs. And look, I think Seth asked me yesterday. He's like, you know, the 2-out scoring where they're literally 47, 48% of their runs total this year have come with 2 outs. There's that. And then what the bullpen in large is doing, you know, I kind of turned it around on Seth. I said, well, what's more sustainable? Is it continuing to score runs with 2 outs, or is it continuing to win these 1-run ball games in these close situations? I think the most sustainable thing is winning these 1-run ball games. But you have like an 80-plus game sample size of the Astros doing what they just got done doing to tie this ball game up 5-5, and that's scoring runs against anybody and everybody with 2 outs.
God. Here we go. MLB Central just broke out right here. Listen to you two nerd out, man. Listening to you nerd out, my man. Said muscle memory doing the swing over here. Look at you two. And meanwhile, who the hell is Weems?
I asked Weems, that question, man. To the other day. Yeah, I've never heard of that
who
guy.
Who the hell is this? Who is this?
Who's
this?
Weems on the bumper.
I know. Anybody got a... Who the hell is Weems?
The sad part is that, you know, legitimately... Weems. And this is happening off air, so I'm bringing the curtain. I'm opening the curtain, pulling it back.
Or as we say, Reginald, pulling that carpet back.
That's right, you got to pull the carpet back. Before we pull the carpet back.
Okay.
Don't cheat if you know it, Sean. It's Jay Weems. Anybody got that, Jay?
Oh, like, I thought you were going to say his name is Jay, like a J-A-Y
Weems. No. It's J.Weems. It's all I can go to it. I had picked it. Maybe I got Jay.
I'm going to go with Jason.
Do you not know his name? You do not know Jay? You know what Jay stands for?
I know my guy Weems.
I'm throwing up Justin Weems.
Joshua.
You got Joshua, Jet.
Now get the bleach
Jet Weems.
I'm going Jet.
Ain't no way that's his name.
I'm guessing.
He don't look like a Jet. He don't wear his head like.
I said Jet. What'd you say?
Justin.
Justin. You said
Joshua.
What'd you say?
I think I said Justin.
You didn't say Justin because I said Justin.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Weems.
Okay, Jordan. So nobody said Jordan.
Reginald, pull that carpet back.
All right, so
Jordan Weems coming out of Columbus, Georgia. 32?
Ain't no way.
This is 32.
God bless him.
Who the hell is
He's got some flowing hair for a 32.
Who is this guy? When did he get here?
Secret weapon.
Who are these people they keep dragging out here? How are they doing this?
You know what? I'm pretty sure I saw him come down from the
number.
I'm pretty sure he came down from the second level. I think that might be one of those you can get to play.
Hey, Astros, situation. We need a pitcher for a day. Pitcher for a day. We'll option somebody after the game to make room on the roster, but anybody
that remotely
looks like a pitcher. Yeah, come on down.
Found his ass at Conroe.
That was disrespectful. He's clearly a major league pitcher. We should not disrespect him.
No, there are major league pitchers, I'm certain, from Conroe. They just recently found him from Conroe.
He's got the same ERA as Cesar Salazar. 0.0.
There you go.
Guys.
Get Cesar up there.
Listen, I know there are people who are listening to this show that are going to be hardcore radio people who are going to be disgusted that we don't know who Jordan Weems is. But damn it, guys. This is first place team in the American League West, a game and a half out of having the best record in the American League. That probably means baseball. And they just waltzed a guy by the name of Jordan Weems that none of us have just looked up and looked at this guy. This is a good-looking young 32-year-old. I'm not going to lie to you.
He's had one other appearance for the Astros year.
Yeah, it was like last week, I think.
I just said Weems, and I said to Tyler, while you guys were doing MLB Central / Baseball Tonight just there, I said, who the hell is this guy? Who's Weems?
And his response was, that's Weems. For some reason,
I know my Weems is what he said.
It's not insightful at all to just go, that's Weems, looking at the back of the pitcher, just watching the TV and reading the name off of his back. But this tells you how far we are into this broadcast. That made me not just chuckle. I was dying laughing over here.
I knew you were
at simply, that's Weems. That's like, as if, like, everybody knows.
That should know Weems. Of course. Weems.
They got Weems out in a 5-5 game in the 7th. Who is this?
Well, better question, who's in the bullpen? Because Weems may not be out there very much longer.
Oh, that's a good question.
Oh,
well, I mean,
God,
goodness gracious. Well, oh. I mean, look, you haven't had Hader or Abreu.
Weems just gave up the lead, folks.
Hader and Abreu, you got the night off yesterday, didn't they?
Oh!
Yeah, he's in. Oh. He's in, yeah.
Okay.
Oh! He jumped back. 6'5", because Jordan Weems, 32 years old, struggled there. Listen, what you cannot struggle and what we have not struggled to do, and that is raise money for the Houston
Food Bank.
That's right.
Please, that's right.
We're continuing to do this. We got a little over an hour and a half. Text Sports Radio 610-271-777. Sports Radio 610-271-777 for you to donate as we are trying to hit these goals. Come on, guys. You have been amazing today. Ooh, that's close.
I think
you've been
out.
Amazing today.
Out.
We'll see. Potentially the lead has not been taken. We'll see if there's enough evidence to overturn that.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.